you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm pleased to be joined here today by Noah Kochva. Noah is the Miss Israel delegate to the Miss Universe pageant. Noah, thanks so much for joining me. Let me start by asking you, what was it like growing up in Israel? Tell us about it.
Growing up in Israel means a lot to me. I really can't imagine to raise my children in any other place in the world. I really love my country and I love our history. And to grow up in Israel means to grow up with a lot of love around you and to grow up with so many warm people and with so many kind people. And to grow up in Israel means to go to the military when you're turning 18 years old and to protect your country and to serve for your country. So that's what it means to me to grow up in Israel.
Noah, how does it feel to be effectively an ambassador of the state of Israel and to be on the world stage as a delegate to the Miss Universe pageant on behalf of the state of Israel?
Being an ambassador of Israel means a lot to me. It means that I have the power in my hands to show to the other world and to the other girls from the world, to show them what a beautiful country I have and to change a little bit of their perspective about Israel. And I'm really excited to represent my country, especially when the competition is here in Israel. So I try to welcome all of my delegates members in open arms, and I can't even explain how excited I am to be the representative of Israel.
Noah, what did you do before you won the pageant, before you won the title Miss Israel? What did you do in Israel?
So before Miss Israel, I was a pastry chef. I study both in Israel and in France. I study patisserie and I worked at some restaurants until that COVID came into our life. So the restaurant I worked at, it was closed. And I started to think what I want to do with my life. And I realized that I want to pursue my dream ever since I was a girl. And I currently am trying to get accepted into medical school. And in between, I'm developing an app for the field of interior design, and we're planning to launch the initial version in a few months from now.
What made you become interested in beauty pageants?
So, actually, that's a funny story, because I wasn't even a model before Miss Israel, and I never did something pageant-related. I was a pastry chef, as I said before, and one day my mother just signed me for an audition without telling me. And I got a text message to my phone that invited me to the first audition. And at first I didn't want to go, but my mom told me that I have to go, that it will be a great experience for me and I have nothing to lose. And she was right. And I fell in love with it in this world. And I see what a beautiful chance I've got. First of all, to represent my country. And second, to have a platform, to have a stage where I can talk about things that matters to me. And I have like now the ability to promote things that I believe in.
How does it feel for you, for Israel, to be hosting the Miss Universe pageant in Eilat, in the state of Israel?
It feels amazing to host all of the girls around the world. I feel like each one of them are ambassador of my country. And eventually my main goal was to change the image that social media created about my country and to change some people's perspective about Israel.
Noah, how does it feel to have delegates from countries like Bahrain and Morocco in Israel? You know that we celebrated a couple of months ago the first anniversary of the signing of the Abraham Accords, the normalization agreement between the state of Israel and some of the countries. And now some of the countries are doing all sorts of events and businesses and tourism opportunities between these countries in the State of Israel, and one of them is right here by having a Miss Bahrain and Miss Morocco joining you. How does that feel?
To have delegates from Morocco and Bahrain just show that Miss Universe competition is about us as humans. It doesn't have anything to do with politics, and it's not about these kind of things. They just want to show us as humans, and I'm very, very glad and happy that they had the opportunity to join a competition like this.
Noah, the State of Israel has a standing army. Men and women serve in that army. What was it like to serve in the Israel Defense Forces? You were a soldier. You had to defend the State of Israel from the many threats against the State of Israel. What did it feel like?
To be a soldier in the IDF at such a young age, at 18 years old, made me grow up faster, because in my military service, I was a combat medic commander and instructor, and I had the opportunity to teach men, soldiers and fighters, and I was their commander. And I felt really empowered, like to stand in front of an audience, and even if there were soldiers and even if there were fighters, they still treated me the same, and they still treated me with a lot of respect. So I really think that the IDF was an amazing experience, and it really helped me to become who I am.
Tell us about the interior design startup that you founded, please.
So I came across a problem in interior design that didn't have a solution in today's market. So I decided to do some research, and I found Facebook groups with over 1.5 million people who are currently doing the same thing that I do, that my app is aiming to do. So I recruited a team, and we are working on the app, on the business aspect, and developing the app itself. And the app is meant to help people who need help with the decoration in their homes or their apartment. And it's like a social media of people who love designs and want to get help from others to design their apartments.
Noah, this is a bit of an emotional question, a hard question, but you played a very important role here with what happened. Tell us how it felt holding hands with Miss Puerto Rico at Yad Vashem, such an important institution. You held your hand beneath a wall covered with photos of people who were murdered by the Nazis and their partners in the Holocaust. What did that mean to you, being able to be there at that moment?
I was very emotional during this day, because in my family, both of my grandparents are Holocaust survivors. And as a third generation, it was an amazing experience to have the ability to share my story and to share my family history and to show the girls the history of the Jewish people, because I really think that now a lot of the girls know better the history of the Jewish people. And I feel like now we have ambassadors all over the world that will represent us as a country, but not only as a country. They will represent us as the Jewish people, and they will know how to share our stories to other people. And I really believe that same day was very special to all of the girls, because all of them, after that day, came to me and told me, thank you for sharing my story with them. And they told me that they felt connected to the Jewish people, even though they're not Jewish. So that was amazing.
Noah, what inspires you?
The thing that inspires me the most is my mother. My mother is an inspiration for me, really. She's so strong and so independent, and she fought to get to where she is today. And I really, whenever I look at her, I see just a strong and independent woman.
Many of the delegates volunteer for causes that they find important to themselves. Tell me about a cause that you volunteer for, and why do you volunteer for it?
When I was 15 years old, I took a diving course in Elat, and I saw at the bottom of the ocean a cigarette. So I came out from the water and I started to read about it, and I found out that in Israel the situation is very bad. I really think that ocean pollution is one of the severest problems we have in today's world. And that's why I volunteer. Since that dive, like, I really felt that I want to help to the ocean, and I want to help and try to raise as much awareness as I can. So I joined Tzalul. Tzalul means clear water in Hebrew. And it's an environmental organization with the goal of protecting Israel's seas, beaches, and rivers. And I'm trying to raise as much awareness as I can. Recently, I've made a filter for Instagram, especially for the competition for Elat. And I'm trying to get all the girls to use my filter, and the filter just called to save the coral reef in Elat, because the coral reef is a very special place, it's a very unique place, and now he's in danger. And I'm trying to raise as much awareness as I can to use the platform that Miss Universe gave me.
Noah, you're a role model to many people. Tell me how does that make you feel?
So being a role model to me means to give a good example for everyone who is looking at me and for everyone who is looking for an inspiration. I really believe that each one of us should try and take this opportunity and to promote everything she cares about and just to try and be the best version of yourself.
Tell the audience, tell my listeners, please, about Miss Universe. What does it mean to you, and what can people learn from it?
Miss Universe to me is an opportunity. Miss Universe to me is a big platform where you can really make an impact about different peoples from all over the world. And I wish people would know how much this competition can help other people, and how much this competition is not only about beauty, it's not only about swimwear and night dresses and evening gowns. This competition is so much more, and it really shows us the strong and independent women that we all are.
Noah, what are your plans for the future?
My future plans are actually to get accepted to medical school. That's always been my dream. Ever since I was a girl, I was in the hospital a lot, and I've always wanted to be like my doctors, because they were really my inspiration.
You're on the world stage. You're part of an incredible pageant that is going to take place Sunday in Eilat, Israel. So many people are going to be watching you. For the listeners who are listening to you on this podcast, and again, thanks so much for joining me, what message do you want to leave them with about you and the state of Israel?
So my message is about my country, and I just wanted to tell every one of you that Israel is such a warm place. Such a wonderful country. We have so many history and culture and warm people and good food. And we love to host people, and we love to make everyone feel welcome. And we welcome everyone with open arms. And I really wish that each and every one of you could come to Israel and just see what I'm talking about.